Please listen now to a selection of news articles from around the world. From Facebook's announcement to block white nationalism on its social networks, to the 10-year-old skating prodigy who has been selected to represent Britain at the 2020 Olympics.
Trump's moon mission. USA. America plans to send astronauts to the moon again in the next 5 years. Announcing the mission, U.S. Vice President Mike Pence said that America is in a space race today, just as we were in the 1960s. This time, though, the race is not with Russia, but China, who started 2019 by sending a robot to the far side of the moon, a world first. "We will not only plant our flag and leave our footprint," President Donald Trump added, "we will establish a foundation for an eventual mission to Mars, and perhaps someday to many worlds beyond."
Facebook blocks white nationalism. USA. Facebook has responded to anger over the live streaming of the Christchurch, New Zealand terror attacks by saying it will block content that praises or represents white nationalism and separatism on its platforms. Facebook admitted that a video of the attack last March was viewed more than 4,000 times before being taken down. New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern was one of many world leaders who called on social media to take more responsibility for extremist content posted on their sites following the atrocity. "Social networks were the publisher, not just the postman," she said.
Game of Thrones tapestry coming to France. Ireland. The tapestry is coming. The Game of Thrones tapestry will be joining its more famous ancestor, the 11th century Bayeux tapestry, in Normandy this year. Depicting key scenes from the show, the Game of Thrones tapestry is expected to reach 90 metres by the end of the 8th and final season. Hand-embroidered, like its inspiration, the Game of Thrones tapestry was commissioned by Tourism Ireland in 2017 and is presently installed at Belfast's Ulster Museum. So will the blood, guts and dragons tapestry dethrone the original when it comes to France? We know nothing, Jon Snow.
Olympic skateboard prodigy. Japan and UK. Already a star on YouTube, skating sensation Skye Brown has been selected to represent Britain at next year's Olympics. If she qualifies, Skye, who will be 12 years old and 12 days at the start of the Tokyo Games, would be the third youngest Olympian since the Second World War. Born in Japan to a British father and Japanese mother, Skye could have represented Japan, but she preferred Britain's relaxed approach. "They told me, have fun. There's no pressure, and I feel that's the best way for me to skate my best," Skye said.
Dog conquers Nepal Mountain, Nepal. A stray dog has scaled a 7,129-metre Himalayan peak unaided and still had the energy to run around. The dog, called Mira, spent 3 weeks climbing Barunsi in Nepal with Don Vergovsky and his team. Dogs often loiter at Everest Base Camp, eating discarded food, and can even follow teams to Camp 2 at 6,500 metres, but Mira's climb is the highest recorded. She now lives with the expedition's base camp manager.
China's Goths protest. China. China's Goth community has been protesting online after a woman was told to remove her dark makeup before entering a subway. In a post online, the woman described how security staff for the Guangzhou subway had stopped her traveling to avoid distressing other passengers. In response, thousands of Weibo users shared selfies of themselves in goth makeup. Guangzhou subway has since apologized, but China's internet users are demanding greater acceptance of subculture styles.